Welcome, friends of Be Calm on Awe Island. Before we begin, we have a message for our caring adults. We've updated our Awe Island merchandise. Now you have three options for your relaxing t-shirt, blanket, or sweatshirt, including our brand new Dragon Breath design. Go to our website, aweisland.com, and order a comfy t-shirt from our merchandise page. Your purchase is one way to support our team, so we can keep providing you with original stories and meditations. Thank you for your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as a soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms, all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth, back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Today our story is Snow Statues. Snow sparkled as the red glow of sunset spilled across the fields. The blanket of snow filled the sparkling train with a sense of peace and stillness. On the train, all was calm as passengers gazed out the windows at the soothing scene. The train rounded a corner and felt the passengers' excitement. They began talking loudly and pointing outside. The sparkling train wondered what all the commotion was about and began to look more closely at the land around the tracks. At first, all the train could see was little bumps on the surface of the snow. Maybe the snow blanket had rolled over some bushes. It was hard to see what had excited the passengers. The train decided to slow down a little since it was running ahead of schedule. The train slowed its roll and looked out at the scenery. Up ahead, in the park, the train noticed more bumps on the smooth snow. Rolling closer and closer, the train could see more details now that it wasn't zipping by. Amazed, the train realized that the little bumps were all snow statues. The train and its passengers wondered at the number of sculptures. They saw snowmen, women, bunnies, snow squirrels, birds, frogs, toads, raccoons, and even snow dragons. Each snow sculpture had been created with great care. Filled with curiosity, the train gently slowed and then stopped. It had reached the station. Passengers filed off the train and headed home, filled with amazement for the surprising art in the fields. As the passengers departed, the train took a moment to admire the snow statues. Snow twinkled against the dark sky. In the moonlight, the statues became even more beautiful. While the train gazed at the snow statues, a friend landed on the platform. Dragon waited for the doors to whoosh open and then stepped aboard. The train said happily, "Hello, Dragon. What brings you here this evening?" Dragon smiled and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The flames and smoke danced to show Dragon hugging the train. "It's nice to see you again, too," the train said, flattered to be the reason for Dragon's visit. The train was used to only being visited for the convenience of travel. When anyone visited because they liked the train, it was thrilled. "Would you like to go for a ride? I've noticed some beautiful snow sculptures and wanted to see if there were more." Dragon nodded with a knowing smile. "Okay, have a seat and off we go." Dragon sat down. Then the sparkling train gently rolled forward. They slowly built speed up to a gentle roll so they could spot the sculptures. Up ahead, in a forest clearing, the train spotted more snow statues glistening in the moonlight and began to slow down. "There's a bunch of sculptures up ahead. I wonder who's making these. Dragon smiled. On seeing Dragon smile, the train asked, Do you know? Dragon nodded and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The flames and smoke twirled around to show Ballet the Bunny as she created her many masterpieces. That little bunny created all of this art? The train asked. Dragon nodded and then took another deep dragon breath in and out. This time, the flames and smoke twirled about, showing Ballet Bunny surrounded by children and other animals, including Dragon, all busily creating more and more figures. Oh, I see, the train exclaimed. Ballet started it all. Her sculptures inspired you and the kids to create your own. Dragon nodded. The train began rolling forward once more and added, Well, please tell Ballet thank you. Her sculptures and inspirations are delighting me and my passengers. Dragon nodded. The train slowed to a stop at the forest platform. Is this your stop? Or did you want to ride back to the town station with me? The train asked. Dragon yawned in response. Of course. It is getting a bit late. Good night. The train opened its doors with a whoosh, and Dragon stepped outside. Dragon waved as the graceful train slowly rolled towards its home station. Back home, the sparkling train yawned, feeling ready to rest. As the train settled in, it wished everyone on the island happiness and peace. Then thought of all it had to be grateful for. The sparkling train felt grateful for the snow statues. The train felt happy its passengers had enjoyed the sculptures as well. Most of all, the sparkling train was thankful Ballet had shared her gift with all the people of the island, and looked forward to seeing more of her work. The sparkling train squeezed itself tight and then relaxed. Then the train took a deep dragon breath in and out. Taking another dragon breath in and out. The train smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The sparkling train fell asleep, dreaming of the snow statues glimmering in the bright moonlight. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.